Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is called out on strikes. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive towards the mound. The ball bounces off Auker, and towards Rogel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Tebbets to Greenberg and they have Sewell trapped. The throw over to Rogel, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Fox. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Radcliffe moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to second for the out. Radcliffe scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Walker steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to second. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs is called out on strikes. One out. Verdy Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Rogel moves to third. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive towards first. Bonura catches it and throws to third to double up Rogel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. York fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pete is hit by the pitch. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stratton hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Fox. Appling reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Bonura goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Krivic now playing left field. Larry Rosenthal now playing center field. Cliff Bolton pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a fly ball into left field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin pinch hits for Eldon Auker. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.